It's very popular. Theoretically, open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
And now a star is born. On August 20th, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Robert Plant.
I know it hurts, Mrs. Plant. If it helps, scream while you push. And push!
Ouch!
One more push!
Ouch!
Congratulations, Mom. It's a heavy metal god.
Robert Plant, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump rejecting claims he's backing off previous support of enhanced background checks in light of recent mass shootings, again laying blame on mental illness.
I have to tell you that it is a mental problem, and I've said it 100 times, it's not the gun that pulls the trigger, it's the person that pulls the trigger. These are sick people, and it is also that kind of a problem.
Many Democrats say the NRA was able to change the president's mind on stronger background checks for gun sales. Police in Brazil shoot and kill a man holding dozens of hostages aboard a bus during a 4-hour standoff broadcast live on TV. The man threatened to set the bus on fire with gasoline. It was later determined his gun was fake. Stocks lower as bond yields decline. The Dow down 173, the S&P 23 points lower, the NASDAQ slipping 54 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Is it really not?
Play my favorite radio station.
Good quality radio like this.
Happy National Radio Day.
Radio.
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 Transistor radio.
Radio.
Just listen to the DJs on the radio station.
Yeah, maybe turn the radio up.
Happy National Radio Day from all of us at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting to those of you listening.
You're listening to the radio.
It's Greg Bedell and Joey Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday afternoon. And again, my profound thanks to Dr. Rick Love. Or as he's known here among us, his friends, Dr. Love.
So,
he's really good at what he does.
How's your throat feeling?
Not that great, to be honest.
Good thing you got that Z-Pak going.
And a prednisone.
Mm.
So far, at least, I feel like I'm in the game, you know?
Well, you look good today.
What does that mean?
You do. It means what it means. Don't try to read into it too much.
Are you saying the keto...
Mm-hmm.
is showing. You know who else is doing the keto diet? I was flabbergasted when I got this morning. Menthol Meredith.
Well, I'm on day 3 of this keto diet thing, and I would gladly give my right arm for a packet of barbecue sauce and a Diet Dr. Pepper right about now. You see, my friend Crystal has been my fattest friend my whole life, but then she started doing this keto diet thing, and now she's so dang skinny she looks like she could hang glide on a Dorito. When she told me I could eat all the butter, beef, and cheese I want and still lose weight, I told her, I said, slap me on the behind and call me Keto Karen. I was wondering if this diet was too good to be true, though. Like that time I did the cheese ball diet. The whole idea is that you eat nothing but cheese balls because they expand in your stomach and make you feel full. But 2 weeks later, all I had to show for it was orange fingertips and an even flabbier behind. Anyway, y'all wish me luck on this keto thing. It ain't all bad, though, because cigarettes are keto-friendly.
No wonder I'm losing weight.
Yeah.
Those keto cigarettes really help. The boss was commiserating with this little thing I got going on. He says, you know what you really need to do? And whenever Rick says that, and you know what he's talking about, quit smoking.
Hmm.
Here's a poll. Biden regains double-digit lead. Senile old Joe, 29%. Bernie the Commie, 15%. And Big Chief Elizabeth Warren coming in with 14%. Missing from double-digit polling numbers is Kamala Harris.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, she rocketed up when she threw that challenge at Joe Biden. And then when it turned out to be bullcrap, like most of them, she fell back down. Plus, the word is around, and she's a bit of a player.
And Tulsi Gabbard just knifed her, rhetorically speaking, in the last debate.
Tulsi reminds me. I wish she was a Republican.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
Everybody else is at five or below. How is the mayor of a crap town like South Bend, Indiana? I don't give a damn if he's gay, straight, or drives on both sides of the highway. How is the mayor of a failed town in Indiana got 5% of the Democrat support? I don't get it. The people that live in South Bend have been on his back. He succeeded at nothing there, and now he wants to run the whole country. That's what we need, a mayor, another failed urban area, like Baltimore, Chicago, name them. They're all run by Democrats, and they're all hellholes. Because they just can't deal with the crime. Not in a way that's going to be effective anyway. 8 minutes after four. Our friends at Lewis Lawn invite you to come by and see their new showroom. Expansion. See, that's what happens in a thriving economy. Great sponsors like Lewis Lawn are able to acquire some additional property and use it to show off their growing product line. Always the source for the best. Zero Turn X-Mark and X-Mark mowers. Now featuring tractor-style mowers in their showroom. And all the other great product lines in outdoor maintenance. Shindawa, Toro. Let's not forget Steel. All the Steel products at Lewis Lawn as well. And when you buy something there, it comes with a warranty. And guess where you bring it when you need to use that warranty? If something breaks or it needs service, you bring it right back to Lewis Lawn, because behind the scenes there is a talented full-service department. They are at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And their number is 244-9191. Fantastic business. Great local people in our community. Deserve your consideration, at least, if you can. And Chad Sasser is our point guy there for questions at Lewis Lawn. Soldier Boy.
Hey, Gregory.
Hi.
Greg, I noticed we used to have the three R's, reading, was it reading, writing, arithmetic?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, now we got, what's the Democratic? It's the Russians, racism, and now the recession.
Oh, yeah, the fake recession that we're not having. Yeah. Ain't it amazing? I mean, did you ever see... Think you'd live to see a day where one political party was advocating financial ruin for something that would hurt millions and millions of people just to have their way. Honest to God, this is...
And there's a lot of millionaires in those liberal Democrats who want to lose money just to have it their way. They're willing to cut their own throat.
To what end? What do they expect to get out of a Democratic presidency that they can't be enjoying right now?
Oh, Greg, I don't think it's so much that. I think it is a power control issue, and the other side won, and they just can't get over it. It's like a little child sometimes that's spoiled and it's entitled. Once they don't get what they want, they're going to make it miserable for everybody else.
That's how it works, because you know what? They have no ability to make themselves happy. That's what I keep saying.
Yep. Hey, Greg, I just want to let you know, too, no disrespect to Boom Magazine, and I hope they're not listening, but I always go straight to your story and read it.
Well, I appreciate that.
I skip the advertising, and I skip everything. I go right to good quality reading.
Did you like the August column on 1969?
Loved it.
Good.
Like I told you, man, you're a good DJ, but you're a great writer.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that. That's a hell of a compliment, Soldier Boy. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, we're waiting for your memoirs, the life. I mean, you probably got stories better than Big Fish, that movie.
That's why I love that movie, because that guy, honestly, he reminded me of me when I'm on a roll, sort of, you know?
Yeah. Because sometimes the stories, if you could catalog all those into a book, you got to do that before you pass on, Bill. I mean, Dave.
I'm working on it.
Okay. I appreciate it, Greg, because
the way I feel today,
I'm the first one to buy it.
The way I feel today, I better get it done by 6. Hey, there's the Trivago guy, you liar, you creep.
Well, why?
I got the last room for $99. Mm-hmm.
Trivago is the drudge of travel sites. They aggregate.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's so many of them. I don't even know who to look at anymore. There was Orbitz and Hotels.com and Expedia and all these others. And Trivago doesn't make any deal directly for you. They just show you what they find.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no savings with them. There's no... And the guy is annoying.
Okay.
He is. He just bugs me. He's always somewhere at the lowest rate.
Are you watching too much TV?
Yes.
It seems like you get easily pissed off at commercials.
Well, last night to help myself fall asleep, I watched a BBC documentary on Hiroshima.
Okay.
And it was, for the most part, well done and included a lot of the original players, all of whom have since passed on, actually. But I don't like it. I mean, were they fair? Yes. They talked about how horrible it was for the people that were victimized. But it was Tojo and the warrior mentality that the entire country, you know, they were all ready to die. They had girls under the age of 10 being trained in spears. Everybody was going to have a weapon when the Great Invasion was to take place on November 1st, 1945.
So, wait, are you skimping on the Smithsonian Channel?
No. Air Disasters comes back for a new season September 1st.
Tonight at 7 p.m. On the Smithsonian Channel, Make It Out Alive, Oklahoma Tornado.
Oh, my God, I have to watch that.
Oklahoma, May 3rd, 1999.
You know what, that's a great show. I love that show.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I watched their episode on Mount St. Helens, and it was mesmerizing.
Mm.
I remember that event.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a guy, his name was Harry Truman. And he lived in a cabin up the mountain, and he said, this is where I'm going to die. And when they were trying to evacuate, he refused to go. And sure enough, Harry Truman was among many that was buried in ash. I'm just saying, but... There's an event where there was a lot of video, and you see the bulge in the mountain growing until it blows. It was just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an event that caused climate change temporarily, because it so fills, when a volcano that big blows, it throws shade that travels around the world, can lower the temperature. When Krakatoa erupted in 1883, it caused 7 consecutive very cold winters in Europe. That's climate change caused by nature. Nature has been and always will be the controller of our climate, not the Democratic Party. We got to fight climate change. What does that mean? What does that mean? We got to fight climate change. What the hell are you talking about?
Stop mowing your lawn.
How do you... Yeah, and it's racist to have a lawn, too. Wait till my neighbors find out. Yeah, this is nuts. We got to fight climate change. You put on boxing... Put them up. Put them up. I'm going to fight you, climate change. Morons, idiots, imbeciles fall for this stuff. Fight climate change. Really? Really? You're gonna... See, the sun is the... Unless a volcano erupts. The sun is what controls our climate. So unless you're planning on building some propulsion device that moves us a little further away from the sun... No, and the Democrats, they'll send us into orbit somewhere else. We'll all freeze to death. This is insane. What they're talking about is just simply insane. Let's fight climate. You know, the Smithsonian Channel is just as guilty of promoting this, too. They're big into, you know, fake theories. What's next?
Oh, on the Smithsonian Channel.
By the way, did you see the Trump tweeted out a picture of a Trump tower on Greenland?
That's it. That's
that was hilarious.
Funny.
That was hilarious.
I promise not to do this to Greenland. Yeah, it was pretty
good. Good for him.
It was a funny tweet.
At 8 p.m. on the Smithsonian Channel this evening, Air Disasters Deadly Display.
Deadly Display.
Mm-hmm. The state-of-the-art Russian aircraft.
Oh, yeah.
The Superjet 100 takes flight on what's meant to be a tight 30-minute loop over Indonesia to impress potential buyers and journalists, but the trip turns catastrophic after pilots lose their way in the clouds and veer straight into a mountain at 240 miles an hour.
Ugh. Yeah, that was, they show you how they go in and they have to do the forensics on the plane. It's amazing how they can do that after a plane is at a mountain at 200 miles an hour.
And if you're able to stay up, I know it's a little past your bedtime, but 9 p.m. on the Smithsonian Channel, it's Air Warrior C-17.
C-17?
Mm-hmm. The C-17 Globemaster III is the Air Force's favorite heavy hauler, a flying warehouse that has stood tall against the mightiest of enemies for decades. Strangely, some of its toughest battles were fought right in America, where critics in Congress nearly scrapped the big gray beast before it ever left the ground. This is the story of how the C-17 flew through all opposition to prove it could pull its weight in any situation, as told by the men and women who flew the quote-unquote moose into and out of danger in Eastern Europe, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
You'd be amazed at how many times Congress, with their expertise on military hardware, has set us back or kept us behind for political reasons only. They don't know a damn thing about aviation or avionics or what's best for defending America. And then it takes, by the time they figure it out, we're already behind the technology, and it takes 8 years to build, like the F-35. We're going to have them here in Montgomery. I will be a really, really old man by the time that happens, though.
Now, when do you wake up from your nighttime slumber? About 2?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have time to catch at 3 a.m. This will put you in the right headspace for the morning show at 3 a.m. on the Smithsonian Channel, folks. Queen of the Pythons.
Seen that.
She's a 13-foot, 70-pound snake that combines size and strength with a strike faster than the blink of an eye.
I don't want to seem like a wimp, but my problem with that kind of show, I mean, it's amazing. I don't know how do they get this photography of that or any other creature that can basically turn around and kill you.
Yeah, I know.
That they get the cameras so close and wait until they... But you still got to wait for them to take the action that you want to capture on film. It must take...
Patience.
That's what Janelle says is the reason for her best animal photography. You got to be patient.
Yeah.
And catch that moment. So, yeah, I understand the food chain. I just don't like to see shows where animals are eating other animals.
Really?
Not really.
You wouldn't like an Instagram page I follow then. It's called Nature is Metal. And, like, on most of the photos, you have to click past the disclaimer.
Do you see what's on my Facebook page today? There's a bunny eating a head of lettuce.
Yeah, that's adorable. I saw it, and it put me in a good mood this morning. But you don't want to watch, like, a pride of lions rip a zebra apart?
Never mind this. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Find out how you spell Mouseketeer. And let me know when you find the answer. It's 420 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to hit traffic here in just a minute. If you're looking for a vehicle for the family, maybe yourself. Why not? I mean, where the Boodles go is Jack Ingram's signature used cars, 5-time buyers. And as always, my policy is I will not ask you to consider spending your money at a place I wouldn't spend my own. And I love them. I mean, it's not just the amazing selection with a couple of hundred vehicles of all types and styles and a wide array of price ranges, but you can shop online at jackingram.com. But knowing how carefully they vet the vehicles they put into these categories, that's incredibly important. And some great values, all under $10,000 in the category I represent, like this 2013 Volkswagen Jetta, $6,800. The car looks amazing. Body has a good vehicle history. The interior's clean. The engine has been approved by the Ingram Mechanics, because the mandate from David Ingram is, if there's any reason... It's like the end of the wedding, you know. If anybody knows any reason why this car should not be sold, speak now or forever hold your peace. That's the effort they make to sell you something you can depend on. At Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. And shop online at jackingram.com. At 421, let's see how everything's moving.
Montgomery Skywatch, cruising through the 4 o'clock hour with you, and we see some accidents around the river region. We have one on Taylor Road. It's at Halcyon Park Drive, so be careful there. We also have an accident on the Atlanta Highway in front of Virginia College, so watch out if you have to pass through that area. It looks like rain is moving into the river region area, so be careful. Make sure your headlights are on and watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you look your best this school year. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Profession Nail and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Montgomery middle school will be closed tomorrow because the air conditioner is broken. Floyd Middle Magnet released around 11:30 this morning due to an electrical issue with its air conditioning. Again, Floyd Middle Magnet will remain closed tomorrow as workers fix the air conditioning problem. Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll Inc. and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck food drive is this Saturday at the Winn-Dixie at Taylor and Vaughn in Montgomery from 10 a.m. until 4. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. And the Montgomery City Jail now offering inmates the chance for change with a new initiative known as the Road to Redemption. The program helps inmates who are struggling specifically with addiction, employment, and shelter. The main goal of the program is to reduce the recidivism rate. I'm Daryl Hood. Those are your headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances are going to stick around for a few more days. The showers will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight, a low temperature down to about 74. Then for tomorrow and Thursday, triple-digit heat indices again. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply both days. High temperature in the middle 90s. Friday and Saturday, the rain chances go up another notch to about 50 to 60% coverage each day with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, PO Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32, Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited, too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to footofmontgomery.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you seen those politicians chasing all the skirts? And for all those two-faced piggies, little brain comes first. It's always on alert to stray around with. Have you seen the secret kiddies popping up in spurts? Dug up by the paparazzis doing noble work. There's lots of righteous jerks to dig up dirt on. Thoughtless men with morals lacking, they don't care if they sleep around. Instead of stepping out and shagging,
presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee is the anonymous person behind this little ditty we're going to play here. You know, the left wants us all to be like L.A. and San Francisco with lots of people who really don't belong here, building tents and leaving. That's what made my sister, not the nuclear physicist, my other sister, Jody, that's what made her leave San Diego. She became a resident there because she was in the Army. She was a specialist on decoding. She was the first American to learn that Mao had died in China by intercepting a signal while she was working on Guam. And I believe, was it Clark's? What was the air base that was demolished by either a typhoon or a volcanic blast? I forget. But she ended up, after, I don't know how many years she was in exactly, but she ended up in San Diego. And eventually she had to move because of the illegals. It was, unless you're living mighty large, and that costs a ton of money in San Diego, you're at the mercy of the criminal infestation. It was frightening. So she moved, not to San Francisco, but across the bay to Livermore, which is northeast of Oakland. It's a little bit different there, but and she's close to my nuclear physicist sister. But anyway, somebody finally put together, had the genius to take a classic old Motown song, because in San Francisco, and this is where the rocket science is, they figured out, hey, we can fine dog owners $325 if their dog poops on the street and they don't pick it up. But human beings, it doesn't matter. Oops. Thank you.
I'm seeing turds. All the sidewalks covered in feces. Taking dumps, spreading E. coli. From crapping in the streets, they're crapping in the doorways.
In the streets,
in the back alleys.
In the streets,
it's getting smelly.
Crapping in the streets,
everybody's pooping.
They're pooping.
They're pooping. Yeah, they're pooping.
Everywhere.
Number twos they're making, defecating, crapping in the streets. Oh, there's fecal matter everywhere, and a foul smell in the air. Just stepped in excrement on the curb. Everywhere, disgusting turds. Oh, they're crapping. They're crapping in the streets.
Crapping in the streets.
And to protect the innocent, that was actually done by a radio station in California. Just to say, hey, we're not all clueless out here. We know what's going on. How come the media has nothing to say about this? This is third world stuff. The most shocking photo of many of this, As progressives continue to turn back the hands of time to like pre-indoor plumbing days, was this photo of couples enjoying a nice outdoor meal. San Francisco's a good place to do that because generally it's fairly cool there. And they're all with their wine and avocado toast. And there's some guy with his pants down around his knees taking a dump. Why anybody would put up with that is beyond me. Maybe it makes them feel good. Because it's not their fault. That's the world they live in. Nothing is anybody's fault. Except us for electing Trump. Us deplorables. So out of frustration, they created that. And we have to give them a little rocket science love for being that clever. Don't you think, Joey?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't sound real sincere,
mm-hmm,
but...
Mm-hmm.
So what's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight? Why don't you talk about that? Maybe your enthusiasm will come back.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
No. No, I might talk about somebody called in earlier. I said, what the hell is libertarianism? And I didn't want to take over the whole of Dan's show, so I might talk about that a little bit.
You can take over this show because I got a bad throat, so the less I say, the faster I'll heal. All righty. So be it. We'll be heading down to the traffic dungeon. What's the temperature? I wonder. We did see, by the way, in our most recent visit to the Thinking Stoop, the clouds of smoke were revealing some ominous-looking things. So let's take a quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler radar and see what's out there. Yesterday we had, look, it's almost identical. How about that? Let's see what direction they're moving in. If they're headed, we had that big one that developed just south of the city. That knocked out power to a lot of streets and intersections on the Southern Boulevard area. And yesterday, I was driving eastbound on, or northbound on 85, and I saw one of the biggest lightning strikes I've ever seen. Even though it wasn't, you know, this wasn't part of the storm warning. It was just one of those things, man, where it was multiple prong lightning in an arch that struck, the tips of which were miles and miles apart. Very impressive. You know, they always tell you if you're, I don't know how many miles, you don't have to be in a storm to get hit by lightning because they can, it can shoot out. But what's happening now is, again, almost south of the city line, there's a whole bunch of stuff down by Troy, Ozark, Enterprise, Dothan, and very, very spotty and limited activity in our metro area at this particular moment. But we'll be watching it, because yesterday that big one flared up right over the city. Mayor Strange must have taken down the Montgomery bubble to make that happen. Still several months of this wretched heat. Here's what you need to do. Get with Clark's. Team up with the best in the business and have people that are on call 24/7 so that if you do wind up with an emergency involving your AC or plumbing, they're on the way. Urgent care service. That's what Clark's delivers. And having a membership is only a $159 annual fee that includes two tune-ups to keep your system running efficiently and offers discounts on parts and labor if a repair should be needed. And Clark's hires and works with the very best in that business. Trust me on that one. These are people that really know their stuff. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we still see police working a couple of accidents. There's one on the Atlanta Highway in front of Virginia College. There's also a crash on Taylor Road at Halcyon Park Drive, so be careful in those areas. The boulevard looks pretty good this afternoon. It's busy, so watch yourself around the intersections. We don't see any big problems on the 31s, and the interstates are both maintaining a speed limit ride. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. Ryan Hart Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boy, look at the time.
It's time for you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances are going to stick around for a few more days. The showers will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight, at low temperature down to about 74. Then for tomorrow and Thursday, triple-digit heat indices again. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply both days. High temperature in the middle 90s. Friday and Saturday, the rain chances go up another notch to about 50 to 60% coverage each day with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
It is 4:39, and Sharon is on the line waiting to speak with us. Hey, Sharon.
Hi. I was just going to let you know I've just had the prettiest, nicest rain shower at my house. It stormed, and the wind blew the rain sideways.
Wow.
And it lasted for a full-on 30 seconds.
That's a pretty good blast. And what area are you in?
I am at the back gate of Gunner Air Force Base.
Oh, okay. So we better go downstairs again and take a look to the north, Joe.
Yeah, okay. View this with our own eyes.
Did I say something funny, Sharon?
No. I was just laughing at you guys. I was out playing in it.
You were?
Really? For 30 seconds?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Well, 30 seconds. No, it's just rain.
Were you dancing, or how were you playing?
Yeah, we'd like to know more.
I was kind of kicking at the raindrop.
What were you wearing?
Just to see if I could catch one.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
I'm just glad. You sound like a person of very good spirit, and we're proud to...
I like I told you I called y'all a while back and shared my grandmother's wisdom. I told you she used to tell me, you'll be all right, sugar melts, but salt only lumps.
Yeah.
And so I play in the rain today.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you shared that special moment with us. Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Bye. We have some cool listeners.
We do.
We discover this every Wednesday night after the show at Baumhauer's. This week, tomorrow, after the show, assuming this disease that I have does not take my life between now and then.
I think that's a safe assumption. Mr. Pity Party.
Don't you understand what I'm doing here? I'm trying to create urgency. So that those, you know.
And your impending death is what, that's what's going to do the trick? That's what you went to?
We'll wait till another time to go see Greg. So what I'm trying to do is to get them to think.
Why can't you build urgency and excitement in a positive manner instead of constantly hanging the threat of your death over everybody?
If I'm not dead tomorrow night, I'll buy you a beer.
There you go! You could have left out the death part, though. Come on, Greg. Don't be like the national news media, always playing on people's fear.
Guess what I just got?
What?
The MeTV fall schedule.
Oh, no.
And I wonder how they're going to screw with my life.
Oh, this is... I knew this day would come.
So where's the link? I want to see the fall lineup. I want to know what they're doing. It looks like they're bringing back the cartoon Flintstones.
Oh, really? Okay. Nice.
And Barnaby Jones with Buddy Ebsen. Okay, so where is it? Barnaby Jones. What are you dumping? That's what I want to know. What are you getting rid of? Broderick Crawford in Highway Patrol. A fat cop with an attitude. Download a PDF. All right, I'm going to download this, and we'll come back with the MeTV
schedule.
Should
be right there, yeah.
You know, they did a fun thing on Saturday nights this summer. Oh, no, they're keeping the Stooges. Good. This is so stupid. Dick Van Dyke Show. Lost his face. Under the Giants. Let's see. Andy Stays. Okay. Gummer Pyle, Green Acres. Not a whole lot of changes. So now we can do Fox Business.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. The major averages closing lower as geopolitical jitters and U.S. economic concerns weighed on investors. With the Dow falling 173 points, the Nasdaq down 54, S&P 500 down 23. And Boeing is planning to add extra staffers and hire a few hundred additional temporary employees at a facility in Moses Lake, Washington. This is where it stores its 737 MAX jetliners, which have been grounded in the wake of deadly crashes. The world's largest plane maker is working to dig itself out of one of the worst disasters in its history and said that the workers will assist with aircraft maintenance and customer delivery preparations. And Nike will start to sell New York City branded merchandise under a 2-year licensing agreement. The sneaker giant will be able to sell apparel with the logos of the NYPD or other iconic city institutions. The deal is the company's first agreement for a merchandise license with a city in North America. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Holy macro! Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow! And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been listening to the bull for years. The bulls on the other side say they are what this country needs. But those sons of need to step the off. It's time to end the storm. It's time for all you to get to the polls. Don't vote for those clowns on the other side. Vote for the mother you deserve.
I'm your candidate and I approve this language.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Just returned from a little weather watch with
Joey
downstairs and Sharon, who called before the break. We saw your storm because where you're located is like due north of us by a few miles. That's a big storm right over the Gunter area. And then to the northwest, I want to go back to the radar because it looks to me like some new stuff has developed. In fact, I'm wondering if it's raining near our place in northeast Montgomery. Yeah, there's some storms that have popped up now over Elmore and have developed close to Montgomery in the last 20 minutes. I'm breathing heavily, not for any twisted or sick reason. I'm just not feeling that good. So I had to take the stairs like an Olympian to get back up here in time. We'll keep you posted. So far, though, unlike yesterday, no warnings of severe weather or significant weather advisories. There you are. I'm breathing heavily. I told you, this is why you should come to Baumhauer's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If I'm there, if I make it till then.
You're going to be all right.
Let me send it quick.
I've got a word in with the Grim Reaper. It's not your time yet.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm not going to let you know when it is either.
How about a little more from the book?
The FDR book?
Yeah.
About his funeral train?
FDR's funeral train. And here's what we've covered so far in our fireside reads from FDR's funeral train. That when he made his final trip, arriving on Good Friday, 1945, the villagers of Warm Springs were shocked at his gaunt and pale appearance. He went directly to the little White House, a little clapboard place, and it's an amazing thing to see.
And even though he looked pale, gaunt, ill, even like the end was near, he was still a speed demon.
Yes.
Behind the wheel.
Yes. When they put him in his car at the train terminal at Warm Springs, he drove like a, quote, the demon he was known to be behind the wheel. And we have mentioned Elizabeth Shumanoff, the Russian-born portraitist, who was in the middle of painting FDR's portrait when he had the stroke. I'll go back a line or two. He is thin and frail. This is Lucy Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
And I already told you, she was...
I don't remember.
A woman, not his wife.
Oh, really? What is that called? Like a mistress? Or a
mistress or something, I'm not sure. So, she could still, though, because Lucy Rutherford Mercer could still see the youth in FDR's face. Kind of like the way you tell me I look good.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm at death's door.
It's not true, Greg. You are,
Our last line in the story was, there's something about his face that shows more the way he looked when he was young. I think that's where we dropped off.
Yeah, that extra life and energy. Mm-hmm.
No woman would have known better. The youthful, I said this already, didn't I?
No, keep going.
The youthful, handsome countenance of Franklin Roosevelt had been etched into the mind of Lucy Mercer Rutherford from their first meeting when he was the newly minted Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Navy, and his wife needed an appointment secretary.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter of 1914, the Roosevelts were new to Washington and overwhelmed by these social demands that went with his life and his title. So they were grateful for the young, published, and well-connected Lucy Mercer. Her easy laugh and statuesque beauty charmed the Roosevelt kids, but charmed their father even more. I'm going to pause there.
She sounds hot.
Yeah.
But not in like a...
Let me see if there's some pictures in the book.
Well, there's a difference though between like hot and beauty, would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, when a guy says, this gal over there, she's smoking hot, that's not the same thing as saying, you know, I met your grandmother today, what a beautiful woman. Not the same thing. You can also be hot and beautiful at the same time. I wonder if Lucy...
If I don't feel better soon, I'll be getting reacquainted with my own grandmother.
Yeah. What is your morbid obsession this afternoon? Does this happen all the time when you get some minor ailment?
I'm looking for...
You just had your annual.
Yeah, I did.
You're fine. You're going great. You got at least another good solid 2-3 decades here on God's green earth.
Oh, stop. 2-3 decades.
That's true. I know how old you actually are, Gregory Benjamin. You've got another 3 decades on this earth. You better live them to the fullest. And stop it with this, I don't know if I'm going to live tomorrow, crap.
That's the, I've been
there
looking
it is.
For that.
Okay, yeah.
I've been looking for that. You know what? Do you remember the butt patrol? Not that kind of butt patrol, the cigarette butt patrol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Because she would go out there. She would go out there and look for cigarette butts with her butt minions. And then, you know what she did one time? I'm not making this up. So she goes out to the parking lot, collects a pretty good-sized handful of butts,
mm-hmm.
and starts matching cigarette butts to the people that smoke that particular brand. And I came into the Q96.1 studio, and my chair had a pile of butts and ashes on it from her. It was like a cat gift. That's sick.
Yeah.
What was the point? But anyway. Yeah, I get it. I didn't, you know. So now I throw them in the sewer so nobody knows.
Well, they do deteriorate, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Biodegradable.
Right.
The people that are protecting us, well, they couldn't protect us from her, but every other vicious intruder in the building or to our property is applied security the entire time I've been here. Going back to when Jay Scott was scratching his name in the wet cement behind the building. This is a great company. They can take over your existing monitoring and set up a security system and a fire protection system for you and your business, your home, whatever you need. And then take over your existing monitoring if you're not happy with the price you're paying. Try Applied Security. Their number is 279-8338. They've been doing this for over 3 decades, so they're very experienced and very reliable, residential and commercial. And as I said, they can take over your existing monitoring. Call them at 279-8338. They sponsor our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Oh, and by the way, their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through the afternoon traffic with you, and we see an accident. It's on Wears Ferry Road at the Old Atlanta Highway in the Mount Meigs area. That one is jamming up traffic and has the road blocked, so be careful if you're headed that direction. If you are on the boulevard, it is packed with traffic. Be careful around the intersections. We see a large crowd around the Baptist Hospital and Troy Highway area, also between the Atlanta Highway and Wetumpka Highway. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. Look out as you head into the downtown area. You're about to experience a slowdown near the interchange. And the 31s are looking pretty good. It's kind of crowded headed towards Wetumpka, so be careful around the River Bridge and when you get up by the casino. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long with free admission till 9 p.m., live music at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now, we are expecting Brandt today, right?
Yes.
Brandt is attending. It's an event he goes to every year out in San Diego, and it's these are the big guys that work in the financial world. Find out. Now, yes, we've had several good days in a row. It wasn't a terrible day today. It just dropped a little bit. But our friend Mr. Blackman was talking about consumer signals and stuff are all very positive. And I maintain that the left, the so-called freedom-hating liberals, they're trying to talk you into believing there's a recession when there isn't one. It's not even cooling off. I mean, the numbers this week have been really, really good. So let them continue to believe what they will. They're all going to pay for this in hell one day. Promise. Fox News at 5 is 2.5 minutes away.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Some guy named Cooter sent me 3 hours of crackling fire logs. So we'll preview that.
Yeah, we got to try those.
Right after Fox coming up. It is 2 minutes before.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air, football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate.